Welcome to the Pata Martins podcast. My name is Céline Terranova. I'm an author and brand new podcaster here to help you in your creative career. This show is all about advice, support, and inspiration for performers, writers, musicians, and any kind of artist. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the first episode of the Part-Time Artist podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so excited to finally start this podcast after months of preparation. Now, if you're new to The Part-Time Artist, you might not know that this project started as a book in which I talk about my story and my struggles for the past 20 plus years as a writer. And with this podcast, I'm going one step further because I'll be interviewing other artists from different fields, and I will talk about their own struggles and what they did to overcome them. There will be an episode every 2 weeks, every other Tuesday, and each time I have a different guest. Now, the guest for today, oh, you are in for a treat. He's one of the contributors for the book, and he's a fantastic musical theatre performer. His name is Joseph O'Reilly, and I think you are going to enjoy the interview. But before that, I just wanted to tell you that you can download my ebook, The Artist Booster, for free on my website. Now, The Artist Booster, it's a concentrate of advice, support, experience, and strategies, everything I have for your creative career. So if you want this book, or if you just want to read my blog, get to know me better, or have more support, go to my website, thepartimeartist.com. It's thepartimeartist, in one word, .com. Do you know that you can support this show on Patreon? From as little as $2 per month, you can become a patron and get exclusive videos and episodes, plus an opportunity to ask me questions directly and a chance to feature on the show. And for me, that means that I can pay for the hosting, the expenses, and the equipment. So if you want to help me produce this podcast while getting all this extra content, head to patreon.com/thepartimeartist, patreon.com/thepartimeartist. So today I am with Joseph O'Reilly, who is a fantastic performer, a talented person, and I'm so happy to have you with me today.
Thank you for that intro. Lovely. If I could have that intro in every room I walk into, I'd love that. That'd be amazing.
Can you please introduce yourself to the audience?
Absolutely. So I'm Joseph, as Celine said, or you can call me Joe. And I am a performer. I say performer because I've kind of done different avenues of the industry. So I started out as a dancer. I moved over to London to train in musical theatre. That was 8 years ago. And when I graduated, I did some musical jobs. I've done a lot of pantomimes. And then I did a lot of dance jobs, some for TV. And recently I've started to do a lot more acting work, which I'm loving. So I've kind of seen a lot of avenues of the industry, and I've got to work with some amazing people, and I'm still auditioning, I'm still growing as a performer, so... Yes, that's me.
That's you. Yes. Well, I know that, so aside from being a performer and doing all the things that you do, that I know that how busy you are, you're also working in a theatre, in a front of house. So can you maybe work us through your daily life with doing all these things, auditions, classes and everything, and also going to work?
Absolutely. So... the reason why I chose front of house is it's very flexible work. A lot of the time it's in the evening. So I have my days free to do auditions and my days free to do class, which is, that's amazing because I have some friends that would do a day job. By the time you get home in the evening, you're not inspired. You're ready to watch Coronation Street and you're ready for bed. So front of house really works for me because I have my days free to do class. So I try to do two classes a week if I can, three. And that's more dance classes to keep up my, you know, physique and keep up, you know, my training. Every so often I'll book in for like a singing lesson so I can do those in the day as well, which is great. And a lot of the time my days will be filled with auditions. If you have a recall, then it's going to be in the day. So sometimes my days are filled with auditions, classes. And also it's important to have your days free as well. Sometimes have you time. So I think when you're working in this industry, as you know, Celine, it's very busy. It's very demanding. So I think sometimes it's important to have your days free to meet your friends for coffee or go do things. Go, you know, explore.
Mm-hmm. And I think you touched on that a little bit, but what's the biggest challenge in a life like that, in your creative life? Is it to have enough rest or is it to have enough work? I mean, what's the biggest challenge?
Yeah, I was discussing with this with a friend recently. It's actually quite hard to, energy-wise, because I might have an audition at 10. So I'm up at, let's say, 8. I have to prepare for the audition, get there. And then I have a couple of hours to kill, and then I start a shift. And my shift will go on maybe till 10, half 10. So sometimes, energy-wise, it's quite draining. And that's why rest is important. But sometimes you can't help the fact that you're out for the day, and you just have to...
Yeah, it's a very long day, as you say. Exactly. It can be 12 hours where you are literally non-stop at all from the moment you leave home to the moment you come back. And then the next day you have the same. That is very, very difficult.
And it can be, it's a 6-day working week. Mm-hmm. So you have 1 day off a week. So my day off a week, I used to always, you know, go out and do something or whatever. I save that for the week. And then my Sundays are, that's my rest time. Wash my clothes, do my field shop. If I have auditions that week, I can prepare on that day. So time management can be a bit tricky when you're trying to juggle a full-time job and be an artist.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's important you have to set aside time and you have to be strict with yourself, saying these are my hours for progressing with your craft, whatever that is, whether it's painting, writing, mm-hmm. performing, drag queen, whatever. You have to set aside, I think it's very strict. I think if you're a procrastinator, which a lot of us can be, because we have these big thoughts and dreams and we tend to just think about those but not put it on paper, set yourself goals and challenges. So by next month, mm-hmm. I need to have this done. If you're a painter, I want this painting done by March. If you're, let's say, a singer, you know, you want to put new songs in your portfolio, get it done by next month, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So time management is a big thing and you have to be quite strict on yourself.
It is difficult.
Yeah.
And I remember when I had also weeks with 6 days a week being at work.
Yeah.
And then I would use the Sunday to write because I'm an idiot and I would not take any rest. That is very difficult. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, I want to go back into talking about the things that you do, things like auditions, and because it's a big, big part of your life as an actor, as a performer.
Absolutely.
How do you deal with auditioning? Because I know that it can be really stressful. You go basically in a room in front of people and you let them judge you, which is what a lot of artists are trying not to do. And how do you do with that, and how do you do with also the rejections that come naturally with the fact that you audition quite a lot?
I at the start I found it so hard because it's such new territory, and you know, as you said, you go into a room and people are judging you. But what I always try to think is, these guys have a job, they're looking, they have a criteria that they need to fit. So sometimes you're not going to fit that and you just have to accept that. You know, they don't know you till they've called you in the room. They will set out a routine, they will give you a song to sing, they'll give you script. If it's not right, it's not right. You have to accept that when you're an artist, you are opening yourself up to opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And you might be right for one person, but you might not be for another. A lot of the time, if they're big scale stuff, you have a lot of people to please. Could be 12 people to please, you know. So if one of them doesn't like you, or one of them doesn't see you playing the role, or doesn't like what you do, you just have to accept, well, that's their opinion, and move on from it. I think the best advice is, when you have an audition, get up a bit earlier than you usually would, and, you know, have a nice breakfast, eat some good food, put yourself in a good position to do well. Do you know what I mean? Because stress will limit how well you're going to do, you know. And it's like, you know, when someone says writer's block, like, you never want to give yourself that, you know. And as a performer, I found if I go in stressed, I'm not capable of what I can do. So I think it's important to get up, get yourself going, whether that's like do some yoga, meditate, stretch, or, you know, but also for performers, I would always say be warmed up, you know, whether that's vocally or your body, because you're not shown the best of what you can do if you're not ready. So always be ready. And for anything you do, prepare. Because I think if you go into an audition and you're not prepared, they'll see that. And it's not the best representation of you. And I think in an audition, you're a product.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to sell that product. You know, businessmen, they're trained in this. You know, they can sell themselves. They can sell their company. They can sell, you know, a product. And that's what you are when you're an artist. You're a product. So if you're not a confident speaker, you are going to have to find ways of getting over that as well. Because, you know, you go into a monologue, everyone can do it, you know, but it's the few that are able to sell it more. It's the one that can show some personality and be like, oh, I want to work with them, you know. So I think remember you're a product and put yourself in the best stead for the day.
That's a very, very good advice. And I think it's for every type of artist, not just for audition. You have to remember that absolutely. You are, at the end of the day, trying to sell something. Even if you don't get money out of it, if you want someone to follow what you're doing, you have to show them why they should really follow you.
Absolutely.
Just to go back to the audition, because I think a lot of people don't really realize that for, especially in musical theater, auditions can be really a grueling process. Mm-hmm. I have heard you having, you know, 7-8 auditions for the same part because you have to do for the singing and the dancing and then the ensemble and then this and that and that.
Yeah.
How do you keep yourself from believing too much while you maybe are auditioning for a month, 2 months for the same thing and you might not have it at the end?
It's actually really hard and you've seen me.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen it. You can vouch for me. But it is hard because each round you're getting through is one step closer to a dream or a vision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I get this job, I can do what I want to do every night. Or if I get this job, I can pay off my credit card. Or if I get this job, you know, I can then use the money for other projects that I have in my mind. But I think what you need to do is just the day you have the audition, focus on that day. If you have to prepare, do that. But your other days, you need to have a life outside it to stop yourself from not living your life. Because if you just go from audition to audition, you're not seeing what's outside of it. It also helps with the rejection. If you have a really stable life outside of what you do, I think it really helps. But do your best for the job, but don't put all your eggs in the one basket, I think is a really good saying. Absolutely. Yeah. And I think positive thinking is amazing. Think, I'm going to get this job. But also be prepared that you might not.
Mm-hmm.
And be prepared that, you know, there is other things around the corner, you know, as well. There is going to be other auditions. So if it doesn't go well, on to the next audition. Because if you focus on what went wrong in the last auditions, you're not going to do well for the next. But I think if you do some, as you said, I've done 7 or 8 rounds sometimes for jobs and not got them. And then I've done, you know, sometimes I've done one self-tape and got the job. But that's the nature of the beast. But look after yourself when you're doing all these rounds because mm-hmm. you need the stamina to get through them.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And focus on each round. If they're giving you feedback, focus on that. How can I make that better? Because they will get annoyed if you're constantly going back in and they've told you something.
Do they give feedback very often? Because I know that for writers, for example, if we do query agents and we can query like 20 agents, get rejections all the time, and we don't usually have any feedback on why we got rejected. Do you get feedback on these auditions?
So in some auditions, you'll get feedback in the room. They're like, oh, I like what you're doing there, but could you try this? When I leave the room, I get my phone out and I type in what they've said because then you'll forget about it. You know, the adrenaline's kicked in later on, you'll forget about it. So that's a really good tip. So if it's in the room, get out of the room when you're done and put it in your phone. Sometimes cast and directors will feedback stuff from the team, the creative team. And that might be, it could be as simple as you were down to the final two, but the other person had the look we wanted. You can't really do anything with that. Sometimes it will be, you have a great voice, but we needed someone with more of a pop rock sound. So then you can say, okay, I'm going to try working on my pop rock sound because I have more of a legit voice. It might be that, oh, you were a strong dancer, singer, but not so much of an actor. So then you know, okay, let's do some classes. But not all the time. You won't get feedback and you just have to go, okay, there's nothing I can do now, that's it, and let's move on from it. And you really do have to move on, because I think if you focus on oh, you can make up stories in your head that don't even exist. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? You can go, I didn't get it because this. And that might not have been the case. It
oh
might
my have been God.
They just, I do it myself. I'm like, I didn't I get know. It because I'm this and I'm that. And yeah.
I do it myself too all yeah, the time. If yeah. I don't get a reply for this, then yeah. it's because this and that and
exactly.
that. And going on from that, because you say that you might not be enough this or might not be enough that, how do you work on not comparing yourself to the other performers? Because I remember you telling me that you could go into an audition room and then you have 20 other guys who look exactly like you, yeah. but maybe one of them is taller, maybe one of them has mm-hmm. more dance experience. Mm-hmm. How do you not compare yourself in a negative way that destroy you?
We've spoke about this before, and I always say, remember that you have attributes that they don't. So they're probably feeling the exact same way about you, and you're one person. There's no one else like you on this planet. There's no one else. I mean, there might be planets, you know, there's a whole, you know, they're discovering new planets. There might be someone on one of those. But I think it's important to know that there's only one of you. So you are unique. So you mm-hmm. have to remember that. And by focusing on them, you're diminishing what you can do and what's great about you. And I guarantee there's a few people in the room that are thinking that about you. But because we focus on, oh, I'm not this, I'm not that. And it's what I said about negative thoughts. Don't let them pull you back. But yeah, you can go into a room and, you know, you have all your clones, but they have better hair or, you know, and that's life. You
they
know?
Had a better head day.
Exactly. Yeah. yeah. I woke up with frizz head.
Okay, so I think the listeners can tell that you're a very positive person and you kind of have a positive outlook on everything. But do you feel sometimes like giving up because it's just too hard? And have you ever imagined a life without performing?
Yeah, so many times if an audition doesn't go well or I feel like I've hit a wall, I'm like, oh my God, I think I need to give up. I think, you know, this is not for me. And then I get a job, a performing job, and I'm like, oh, I love it. This is why I do it. And I think it's important to remind yourself why you do it and why you love it. Obviously, if you're a dancer, let's say, and you have an injury that just won't, it just keeps happening because you're dancing and you need to go down another avenue, that's okay. And I think it's important for people to know it's okay. But maybe don't venture too far from what you're good at and trained to do. Maybe you'll, you know, become a physiotherapist that works with dancers, or maybe you'll become a dance teacher where you don't have to do 8 shows a week and you can maintain your injury or whatever. But there is times where I'm like, you know, oh, would it be better if I had, like, I worked 5 days a week and I got loads of money and I got all these perks where I could fly to this country and that country. But then I think back to why I did it and my younger self would be quite annoyed with me, I think. And it is okay to go down different avenues, but I think it's important to know, don't make a decision while you're stressed, angry or tired. It's the best advice I ever got. Sleep on it, go on a holiday, come back to it, take a little break maybe. And then if you still feel like that, maybe it is time to move on, because there's nothing more annoying than a frustrated artist, you know. Mm-hmm. And when it starts consuming your life, I think it's very important to maybe branch out. But there is times I feel like giving up, but I always have to remind myself, is this job that you're thinking of doing or a different career you're thinking of doing going to make you inspired as a person, or is it going to be worse? Are you going to be, you know, sitting down, looking out the window, like, I don't want to do this, like, and become a negative person? Then it's important not to be like that. So,
and what keeps you going every day? Like, you know, when you have to get up to go to that class, yeah. I'm sure that some days you're like meeting, yes. like, oh my God, yeah. I just want to stay in bed. I don't want to do this. So what keeps you motivated day in and day out?
As I said to you, I do a lot of class, and that reminds me why I do it. That's my safe space to make mistakes and actually enjoy it. I'm very lucky that I have good family and friends around me. And I think it's important to surround yourself with people that are positive as well. I seen like a thing online and it was rotten fruit in a bowl, and then you put fruit on top of that, that's going to rot as well. And it's important to surround yourself with people, you know, that will uplift you, not wear you down and rot you like the rotten piece of fruit they are. So I think surround yourself with good people that will, you know, will give you good advice and will help you if you need it. And don't be afraid to talk to your friends. If you're frustrated, sometimes by voicing it, you just feel better, don't you? You know, but I think what gets me going is life's too short and you just have to enjoy it. And if you're sitting around dwelling on these things, you're not seeing what's out there, you know? And something I love to do if I've had a bad audition or things aren't going right is walk around London, get a coffee, go to a different coffee shop, try something new, walk around and, you know, explore. Go to places I haven't been. And my ethos is just remember there's a world outside of what you do and it needs to be seen, you know?
That's a very, very good advice, yeah. I think a lot of people might make, as you said, decisions, kind of snap decisions, that's it, I'm done. Mm-hmm. And then they regret it, yeah. Like 6 months later, a year later, and then it's much more difficult to go back to it.
Yeah.
Well, if you just take a break and then maybe reassess what you've been doing,
yeah.
Maybe you're frustrated because of auditions, mm-hmm. Maybe you're frustrated because you don't get anywhere because at some point the life of an artist depends on someone else, and the someone else might not be there just yet, but you can find something to do yourself. I know that you're very active into building your own luck.
Yes.
Do you want to talk a little bit about that maybe?
So any of my friends that offer, Joe, can you help me with this? I do it. I want to be part of people that are creative as well. I do a lot of class at Pineapple, so a lot of teachers there I've done stuff for when they're doing show reels and I love doing stuff like that. I love writing things. I like doing my own sort of writing. I do so many sketches on my Instagram stories, as you know, Celine.
I am the biggest fan. I watched all of them,
yes.
All the time.
And I think just because it reminds me of why I do, why it's fun. I'm very into, you know, queer life, and you know, there's people in the past that haven't been able to do what I've done, you know, because they were gay or they were lesbian or, you know, transgender, bisexual. So I always remind myself that I'm very lucky to do what I do. And something that I always touch on is sometimes in the acting world or musical theatre world, you know, they're like, tone it down if you're gay. And yeah, if you're playing a straight part, you need to appear like that. But don't change how you dress, don't change how you talk when you're in the audition room, because that's a selling point and that's something that's different about you. And I've seen a lot of friends and colleagues be like, they go into an audition room, they're like, hey, and I'm like, that's not you, you know, that is not you. So what I want to celebrate is me, and you know, I'm gay and I'm, you know, it's part of my product, as I said to you. So I'm very into, you know, gay movies, writing, people in the past, poets, you know, and yeah, research and building and growing, and it's very important for me. And I'm involved with a lot of people that are doing new writing and people that are putting on shows, and I'm very lucky that a lot of my friends think of me, you know, and want me to be part of things that they produce. And always say yes if you can to things like that, because you never know where they're going to go. You know, you never know.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that shows that you don't have to wait for the big producers to give you a chance.
Mm-hmm.
You can make your own chance.
Absolutely.
And chances are, if they see you doing all that stuff, they are going to come and, you know, want you,
yeah.
as opposed to you, you know, begging to be chosen.
Yeah.
So that's the best thing.
Yeah.
I'm sure that now people come and select you specifically for what you're doing because they know you, because they've worked with you, maybe on an unpaid job, and then maybe 2 years later
ventures into it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I've done some unpaid stuff for people and then they've had a paid opportunity and I'm like, yay, thank you.
Basically, you pay it forward. So
yeah.
you just buy some karma points because
yeah.
you're helping other people. And
exactly.
Then down the line,
and you might need help.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like there might be time where you do something for someone and then you have a project and you ask them, you've done them a favor. Of course, they're going to say, yeah. And if they don't, they're not your friend. And you need to get rid of them. So yeah, that's important. Like, say yes to helping people because they may help you. Yeah.
Right. Well, finally, there's a question I want to ask all the guests. What is your best piece of advice for the listeners, especially for the ones who might be struggling with the same issues, but it might be performers who might be listening to the episode, waiting to get inspired or get some motivation. Maybe they feel like giving up. What's your best piece of advice?
I have two.
Mm-hmm.
First one is sleep on it.
Mm-hmm.
Best piece of advice.
Sleep on it.
Sleep on it. My second piece of advice is what I said to you earlier, is that there's only one of you. The timing might not be right. There might not be the jobs for you at the moment, but it's like that miner that's chipping away. Have you seen the picture? And there's a diamond just behind. So never give up too early. And it's, you know, it is hard as an artist, you know, that's why parents, or I'm very lucky my parents aren't like that, but, you know, other family members have been like, oh, really? You know, it's a hard life. And it's like, yeah, it is hard, but it's rewarding. So if you want to do it, do it. You'll find a way. You'll always find a way. And you just don't know what's around the corner. So stop stressing about money. Stop stressing about lack of auditions. Stop stressing about auditions. And just enjoy the process. Because you've wanted to do this for so long and you are doing it. Even if it's baby steps, or even if it's just too much going on, it's consuming you. You'll find a way to do it. You know, what's that saying? There's, you know, 20... Beyonce, there's enough hours in the day and Beyonce gets done what she does. Or, you know what I mean? So if Beyonce can do it, you can do it, okay? She finds the time.
I think that will be the tagline of this episode. If Beyonce can do it, you can do it.
I love that, yes. It's my tagline for life now.
I need a t-shirt with that.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, yeah, we'll get them done. Woo. We'll get t-shirts.
Okay, so if people want to know more about you, where can they find you?
So I'm Joe O'Reilly 92 on Instagram. I don't use Twitter because yet. I'm sick of people fighting on Twitter. It drives me crazy. I had Twitter and then I see a lot of people fighting. So I'm all about the love, guys. You know, she's still sassy. But yeah, Instagram, Joe O'Reilly 92. I have a few projects coming up. I recorded something for TV in the summer. It will be out. I can't say when, but it will be out probably sometime this year, if not early next year. So that'll be on my Instagram. I post anything like that. I'm doing a show with my brother at the end of April at the Arts Theatre, which is sold out, so you can't buy a ticket. But if one comes up, I'll add that up again. Celine missed out. She left it a day too late. Yes. And I'm doing some read-throughs for a new TV series, which we're hoping to get commissioned. So send me your positive vibes. That goes well. But yeah, you're all amazing.
Guys, I can't recommend enough following Joseph on Instagram. You are in for your daily, you know, laughing. You know, you have a lot of coffee, which I really appreciate. Yeah. Because it's really like,
it's important to get good coffee.
I think I should really do Instagram too more. It's just like every time I have a coffee, because coffee is happiness.
Coffee is life. Coffee will keep you going in this industry as well. Absolutely. Like that is like, yeah, coffee is the one. Yeah, if you want good coffee shops, I put many on my Instagram. So yeah, I'll keep you going.
Well, thank you so much, Joseph, for being the first guest of this podcast. I'm so excited.
Thank you, Celine. And thank you for what you offer people with your book. And thank you for what you offer with your Twitter and your social media. You've seen that people needed this. And although it's a business for you, it's a service that you're providing people. I think that's amazing. So thank you so much. And get Celine's book and get following her. She's so many little tricks and tips that you might be having a bad day and you just need it one day to flick through the book or go on her social media. So
thank you, Celine. Thank you for listening to the Part-Time Artist Podcast. If you want more advice and inspiration, head to the website, thepartimeartistinoneword.com, and don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you enjoyed the show.